FW Mobile.
FW Mobile. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm here. I can't complain. So how did you contact them 60 get?
Yeah, it went real good. It turns out he only talks on 60, and he's been doing it, you know, like over 10 years.
People say that they prefer talking on 60 meters, but I've never really tried, so I don't know if I'd like it or not. What kind of reading did you get?
Yeah, we were both 5'7". He was down in Alabama, but he was only running 20 watts.
I got a good band. I got to step out real quick and throw one. I'll be right back. Yeah, I'm back.
Equalized. And then you only allowed that one, you know, that one little frequency or whatever. But there was, of the five frequencies you were allowed, there was people on three of them. I mean, you don't have to worry about somebody, you know, 2 kilohertz away that's, you know, running 1,500 watts that's, you know, 10 or 15 over, you know, messing you up.
You just have to go home and see what I can stir up on it.
Yeah, he said every evening, let's see, he was on Alabama time, so from like 4 to 7, he said there's a group of them that meet on there that, you know, they talk all the time. And it was, man, it was a real clear band. It wasn't like it was staticky or anything like that, you know. And you can only run 100 watts, so you don't have to worry about somebody, you know, overpowering you. And that, now you have to give way to, I guess we're secondary on that band, so you have to give way to whoever's primary. But I never did hear anybody else.
Never messed with it, so I'll just have to see what I can come up with. You got my curiosity up, I got to say that.
You know, it was nice. You didn't have to worry about, you know, a bunch of other stuff and that. It was just really enjoyable. Hey, oh, was your waterfall, you know, get about in the on the middle channel, and you should be able to tell if anybody's there. But he called out CQ, and I called him back.
Fishing with that little rascal.
I should have your other money here in just a little bit, though.
About it, don't you?
Yeah, Roger, it's just worrying me more than it is you.
You're happy with it. That was my main concern.
Going, you know, just tuning through and figuring it out and trying to, you know, move the signal enough to be able to talk to somebody, but I can split the signal out and be able to talk to somebody if you're 2 above or below me, but if you're 20 or 30 over, yeah, I can't do it then because it's just too strong.
A filter you can get to add in there. If you ever go down to Atlanta, drop by HRO and tell them what you need, and it won't take them 15 minutes to pop them in there. Now, I don't remember how expensive they are. I don't think they're too bad.
A little diagram over on the top right. And then the repeater was gosh awful terrible. You couldn't even carry on a conversation.
Cover in static or what?
It was like it wasn't receiving well. And then everybody, you know, people that I know have good signals and they're always into the repeater good. And that you just, I mean, you couldn't. It was such a messed up signal and everything. You just couldn't even carry on a conversation and everybody just quit.
It was acting like it. I could understand why everybody said quit on it. Apparently they've got a bug in the system somewhere.
Good this morning, but it was just, it was, you know, the needle wouldn't even go all the way over and it was kept, you know, it was only probably about a, maybe a 3.6.
Somebody probably took a call and told them about it, and they probably went up there and fixed it. It's probably just a needed to be a reprogram or a reboot.
They're working on it, and I texted the guy, and they fixed it to where they can get into it remote from the house. So they probably, you know, somebody got on it and worked on it.
Sound like somebody done something compared to what you're saying. So whoever did it, if they listen, I say thank you.
You've never caught anybody on 17 meters?
I looked at those three that you sent me, and first two I couldn't hear at all, and then the third one I could hear, and he was coming up on about 1.5 on my meter.
The second one I sent you, he got done talking to that guy, and he was going up and listening to the other ones, and I tried to catch him right before he moved, but I wasn't quite quick enough. And so I was going to talk to him because it wasn't high on the S meter, but the audio was real good.
Talked to people, they were putting a 4 on the meter, and their audio seemed like it should have been at least a 20 over. Don't understand it, but if my station sounds half as good as that, I'm happy, and I almost got us some venison. Doves run out in front of me. I just happen to see them in time to keep from hitting them.
Henderson, on Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock in the morning, there was 2 does standing on the side of the interstate, and, you know, cars just whizzing by.
My front door to leave to go do the route, and I got 4 or 5 standing in the yard looking at me and watch me leave. They just stand there and look at me. It's just like, okay, there he goes. Let's go back to eating.
KFW. Yeah, roger on that one.
West 2-4 India again, Kendia.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, both of y'all. How y'all doing?
Robert, how about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Can't really complain.
Yes. Last few days, where you been hanging out at?
160 most of the day and night, and around 11, 12 on up. I'm usually on 75.
I've noticed it. About 4:30 or 5 o'clock. There's some distant stations down there on 17 and on 20 that you can work pretty good. That guy out of Brazil, he was over on 20 one day, and it wasn't even a pileup. Just calling CQ and I could talk to him fine. But then a few minutes later, I got him over on 40, and you couldn't get through the pileup.
So who are you talking about? And I've talked to him like 3 or 4 different times. And first 3 times wasn't too bad. Last time I talked to him, I had to fight my way through.
Get to him on 20 meters. It wasn't nobody there.
Help me if I got my antenna on up about 30 feet or so. I don't have it, but like maybe 20 feet.
Something about that.
They commandeer that oldest grandpa of mine this Saturday, and me and him might do something about it. I've got some poles there that I can get it up 30 feet with no problem. Just have to get him to help me do it.
I wonder if we could make contact on 60, in the evenings.
That's a good curiosity question. We'll just have to see what we can do. We'll have to try it.
And then I noticed that QRZ doesn't give you an option for 60 in their logbook.
Not for you. I hadn't even looked to see. I couldn't tell you. You know something more than I do.
That's not really saying much, KN4TFW.
You're learning.
For sure. But I learn something new about it every day.
Thing yesterday, those grand youngins was wound up. The oldest granddaughter, that's the chef, she was in the kitchen cooking. Granddaughter-in-law, she was hanging on the counter talking to her. And the great-grandbaby was running through the house going, ooh, 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 and grabbing everything she'd get her hands on while my youngest granddaughter was chasing her.
That's not a good scenario for talking on the radio and trying to hear something.
The guy down in DeZell, which is just out of Columbia, and he said, I can hear him in the background. I told him I was going to have to get off because of the background noise. He said, yeah, I can hear him. He said, sounds like you got a house full.
On yesterday, I said, man, it was really a nice day and that, and I thought, well, you know, I probably could work somebody on 17 and 20 before it gets dark and that, and then work just, they just wasn't going to leave me alone.
Find that park.
They didn't have after hours for mechanical parts to pick up, but they had it for like, you know, software issues, something that they could dial in on a modem and fix and that. But the mechanic here at work thought he figured out something and he'd have it back running by in the morning. So when I get there today, I got to order the part, probably courier it in so we can get it running.
I have to come in from
Michigan, Beaverton, Michigan.
Me and you just need to take a ride up there and pick it up and bring it back.
You want to pay about $1,000.
My feelings either.
Robert, don't be shy.
So, I'm gonna make this up much tonight. From 15 meters and 17 meters.
Been trying it out in the late afternoon and that, and I've been picking up a few contacts that way. It's been working really good. The band's not real crowded and you can actually carry on a conversation and there ain't nobody. I think the biggest thing is there's nobody right beside you.
I'm sure it's gonna pick up this time with a lot of noise during the summertime.
It is radio from Ed there. And I've been trying to learn about it and everything, my first HF radio, and then trying to learn how to filter stuff out, you know, and be able to work two stations that are right beside each other and that. And so I'm starting to get pretty proficient at it. So it ain't too bad, but, man, some of the last nights are just been terrible. I just couldn't do anything.
I'm 160, and this repeater, I couldn't get into the repeater that good. Couldn't hear nothing on 160 last night.
Yesterday evening, it was all messed up. Nobody could talk on it yesterday and that, but it seems like they got it fixed this morning. You're a little bit scratchy, but, man, you're pretty far away from it.
Yeah. Well, I hope that they get it working right so I can get into it more often. I know I looked on the meter readout. It's got a good readout on the meter scale.
Is it me or what? It seems like the longer he talks, the stronger he gets.
It seems like it. He's a little scratchy. And that, but it seems like the longer he talks, the better it gets. But, I mean, it's raining and foggy over here, so that's probably got something to do with it.
It does. It's raining real light over here.
And up here, yeah.
That was the strongest I've heard of him since he's come on this morning.
I think that my antenna's not on the road yet. And it's just swinging around in circles. I don't know. And like you said, it could be the conditions. I know I gotta wait till the ham fest to go get me some rotor wire for my ham for rotor. Then I'll be able to put it up.
I was taking safety, need some help to get something up the tree. Me and Ken come help him. You ought to see him climb a tree. Once he takes his shoes and socks off and latches on that tree, he's like a monkey.
I hear you, KN4TFW.
Said I was going to be here permanently, which I know I'm not. I would have him do that. I'll probably be going back to Florida sooner or later. And I got all my stuff in the storage anyway, except for my radio and a few antennas. So I'm just going to wait till I get down there.
I blame you. Can't blame you at all. Well, you guys go ahead. I'm fixing to turn in my driveway, and I'm going to go get me a cup of coffee. So y'all have a good one, and 7-3s to you. Again, you be careful on the road. KM4 and AP, I'll be clear on your final.
Glad you made it home, and you're on time, and that, look forward to catching you maybe this afternoon on 60. Well, it'd only be for a minute or two. I got class tonight. But and then I'll try to catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
So the station clear now. Good talk to you. I'll talk to you later. West 24 India, Yankee India.
For today, Robert.
Work on one of my 440 beams, getting it put together, and maybe work on another one and put them in the closet until I can take it to the storage.
You're getting ready to move down to Florida?
Yeah, pretty soon I will.
Get permanent like?
I will be.
Clear something down there.
No, that's why I'm going down there, to get away from
them. Yeah, Roger. I can understand that. It works out that way sometimes.
Some people just don't coincide.
Get to that. I know how that is, but then when you get down there in Florida, we'll have to hook up on one of the HF bands.
Well, that's why I'm trying to get my other two 13B2s before I do go down there, so I can stack all four of them and be able to try to get up here on 2 meters.
Yeah, we had a guy the other day. He come in here on 2 meters from down there in Macon, Georgia. And man, you could hear him really good. It was pretty good.
He's on the try that on 440. I'm building 16 440 beams. And going to try to stack them up as well.
Putting on 60 meter.
No, I haven't done anything on 60 meters. I wanted to at one time, but knowing that you have to have two sets of frequencies coincide to get into it, that kind of scares me because I don't want to lose my license on getting out banned.
One. Yeah, there's only five specific frequencies that you can get on, and you got to be under 100 watts and that and everything. But I did manage to make contact. That you get on there about 4 to 6 in the evening, and that there's a couple of really good guys in there that carry on good conversations.
I don't know if this radio will be 60 meters or not. This is a Yaesu 767 radio that I'm on right now.
Much about that. I'm I'm learning. I know you got to be down there about 5.3 megahertz. I've arrived at work, so it was good to hear you in here this morning. Look forward to catching you again maybe tomorrow. So I hope you have a awesome day today, and I'll say 73, KN4TFW.
Well, if you're going to be out there later on, I don't know what time you get off work, but maybe I'll be able to talk to you later. Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India. I'll be clear.